So, Abhinav, good evening.
Good evening, Prabal.
Thank you for letting me be your coach today. Do I have the permission to record this session for academic purpose?
Yeah, of course.
Thank you. So, if you need a minute to gather your thoughts, please take your time and let me know once you're ready.
Yeah, I'm good to go, Prabal.
Thank you. So, Abhinav, what are we discussing today?
Prabal, I'm facing few dilemmas in my mind right now. I joined this organization about 5 years ago, and I was responsible for the India business, or rather the tech for India business. From last 4 or 5 years ago, when I joined up until now, I've been I think I've done well, and I've been recognized well, and I've become pretty confident and comfortable in my comfort zone and the ecosystem that I am working in right now. Last year, there was a restructuring within the organization, and as a result, I am given a much larger responsibilities. And the much larger responsibility is for additional 6 countries or 7 countries. Those 7 countries come with a multiple challenges, multiple cultures, multiple type of people, multiple type of problems and stuff. So I'm finding it a little difficult to kind of this manage this whole cultural cocktail that I have. And I don't know, I have a fear that I or be confident. I'm not so, I don't feel so confident that I'll be able to do justice to the role. I don't know why. I also, it keeps happening in my mind that maybe this role that I've gotten, is it because of my merit, or is it because of the restructuring that has happened? So all of these things are constantly playing in my mind. I know it's a good problem to have, but I'm not very confident, and I have a constant fear that I will fail. And that's why I needed some support and guidance as to how do I face this issue, problem.
Thank you, Abhinav, and really a good problem to have. So, congratulations for the kind of role you've done and what you're getting. So, I hear you are in two minds due to the restructuring. I hear you are responsible for multiple countries. I hear you are exploring what can get you more confident in terms of handling this role. Seems that you are exploring how to handle this enlargement of your role with confidence.
Yeah, I mean, one is confident. I have to feel confident, yes, but I don't know. I have this fear that I will fail, and I also have this thing running at the back of my mind that this is not because of my merit. This is because of the restructurings. So, am I the right person to lead this? Is it too big for me? If I fail, I will. The repercussion is pretty big. So, yeah, you're right.
Tell me more about this fear which you have.
There is a lot of expectation from people for this particular role, also from me. And up until now, I have failed multiple times, but not to the stage that I am right now at. So I have this constant fear that I'm being judged. I have a constant fear that if I fail, that I will bring not only myself but a lot of other people down. I will put a lot of other hopes down. So those are the things that I keep but that keeps lingering on my mind while I navigate this whole mess.
I hear you are in two minds in terms of taking this responsibility or not to take this responsibility. I also hear that you are exploring whether it was the restructuring which got you this job or it was your merit which got you this job. Seems to me seems that you seems that you are exploring whether to take this responsibility, this expanded responsibility. Is that the case?
No, I don't think so, because I am more than happy to take this responsibility. Is that taking that is after taking the responsibility, I'm feeling a little underconfident. Will I be able to do justice to the role or not? Will I be able to do justice to all the cultures that I would be running in? Suddenly from 100 people now, 700 people reporting into me. Seven countries, different cultures. Will I be able to make everybody happy or not? So those are the things that are like lingering on my mind, Prabhu.
Okay. Seems, oh, sorry, I hear you that you would be handling in your new role, you would be handling multiple countries, multiple cultures. I also hear you trying to establish confidence to be able to handle that. Yeah.
Yes.
Seems that you are exploring how to handle this complex situation or complex responsibility and achieve success.
Absolutely, Prabhu, you are spot on. This is exactly what I'm looking for. How to navigate this complex ecosystem right now that I have successfully. Absolutely.
Yeah. So I would reconfirm that you are exploring how to navigate this complex ecosystem of handling multiple nationalities and work
Successfully, yes.
successfully. Thank you. And when you say navigate, Abhinav, what does that mean to you?
Navigate means, understanding the political ecosystem. Driving the things that should be driven, understanding the who and the why and the what of individual regions, understanding people's expectations, and leading those expectations and leaving a legacy behind after 4 or 5 or 7 years when I leave this role, that I leave the place with a lot of legacy behind. So that is for me, when I say navigating this whole piece.
What makes this, Abhinav, what makes this navigation of this complex ecosystem so important to you now?
Now, this is extremely important for me because this I've never done this, and I somehow measure the my success as a professional through the success of this role. So if I'm not able to navigate this correctly, then I will not be very confident in taking any other role or maybe the next role probably. So it's extremely important for me right now.
Very good. And what would be the future impact of navigating this complex situation well be for you?
I will eye for a much larger role, maybe the CEO of the organization, my reporting manager.
Yeah. And what is the purposefulness of this navigation of a complex situation in your life?
I would want to be remembered as one of the best CIO that the organization has ever seen. In the automobile industry.
What is becoming clearer, Abhinav?
What is becoming clearer to me is that I need to be I need to let go of this fear of failure. I need to let go of this fear of being judged. What is also becoming clearer to me is probably that by having this fear, I'm not doing any good to the situation. I'm making it bad, so maybe I have to come to a positive frame of mind to navigate this better. I also, it's probably also becoming clearer that it's a good thing to have. It's a good thing to have. I should not look at it as a negative, but it's a big positive for my next career progression as well.
Very good, Abhinav. So, if I have to ask you, what needs to shift in your perspective to be able to see this navigation in a positive manner?
I don't know from a perspective because I think I already the perspective is right and hence I took that role. But maybe looking at the situation, I think what is becoming clearer to me from a perspective is that I should look at this whole situation as a positive light. I should also not I don't know, I'm at the risk of repeating myself, maybe I should not be having a fear of failure. I'm very fearful that if I fail, then what happens to my next career move? Then my career will be stagnant. Then I will not make and I'll not become or will not try to or will not be able to elevate myself to the next level. So maybe that shift in perspective that it is what it is. Let's forget about the rest of the thing. Focus on the task at hand first. Maybe that is the shift in the perspective that probably is required. I'm not really sure, but maybe that's the thing that I'm looking for.
And Abhinav, what do you think? What needs your attention to be able to do this shift in a positive form for the navigation?
I think a lot of confidence and maybe a little bit of mentoring from my higher ups. Manifest. I mean, also with my constant connect with people, that also probably will help in changing that perspective, giving me the confidence. And maybe just, so sounds funny, but maybe some yoga or meditation might help as well.
Good. With these new insights, now what we discussed, Abhinav, what kind of resources do you need to take them? What kind of resources would you require?
From my boss, I need time from the rest of the from large part of the organization to kind of help me install myself successfully in the role. I need support from my team to embrace me as their team member. I also need some maybe trainings to understand the cultural nuances of the multiple countries, which are varied from Australia to South Korea to Indonesia to Malaysia to Singapore. So all of those varied culture to understand what works where. I also would need to understand a little more technically. I need to pull myself from the existing operational activities here so that I can free up my capacity to understand and do all of that activity. Right now, I feel I'm too much. Sometimes I get too much into operations because I have this problem of getting into the details of everything, which is sometimes not very helpful. I have to pull myself out of these operational steps, become a little more strategic, release my capacity for a lot more strategic initiatives and discussions, and channelize that capacity to navigate into this complex ecosystem. Those are the things that I think
Yeah,
would be
very good,
required.
Abhinav. You have a good action plan. How will you be accountable for these actions?
Oh, I mean, I'm accountable for everything that I will do. To build a little more substance to this accountability, I would maybe I will do a check-in call with you every 3 weeks if that is possible to see where am I going. I will replay this conversation if you are okay with me with my boss. And take his perspective, and I will make my boss my accountability partner as well to constantly do a check of where am I going, how am I doing, am I going north, am I going south. I don't know how to define some metrics or KPIs to measure this. If you can help me with that, I don't know, but we'll try and define this KPIs of what good looks like, and the key success criteria for navigation. So that after 1 year I can measure it that I did X, Y, Z things, and now I can call it a success or a failure or whatever. Those are the things I can sit with my boss and define. But yeah, I think those are the things probably I will need to do the navigation bit.
Yeah. You might need an accountability partner, Abhinav. Do you have someone in mind?
You know, I wanted honestly. I want my boss, and I also don't want my boss to be my accountability partner. My boss, because he's very close to the ecosystem, he understands the nitty-gritties of the setup. But he doesn't have much time, and also there's a lot of biasness when he tells me. So I will have two accountability partners, if that's okay. So one is my boss, and also I will have one neutral party, completely neutral party, to be my the accountability partner, so that I get the unbiased view of how things are happening and how things are feeling, and am I doing right, am I doing wrong. I don't know how will I navigate this at this point in time, but I would want to have two accountability partners. One is my boss, and one is probably completely neutral third party person from the ecosystem, probably.
So, Abhinav, how can I help in this?
Like I said earlier, one check-in call might help. 3 weeks or 4 weeks, where I can share how the progress is in terms of my mindset. How am I thinking in terms of, or has there been a shift in the mindset or not? And I will take your perspective. If you are okay, I can also check if the feedbacks that I have been getting from people, is it in the right direction or not? And play it or replay it with you to see what is your feeling. And I will have no, actually that's about it, I think. If you can help me with these two things, it would be good.
I'm here to help, Abhinav. Yeah. And I think we have a good action plan and a plan available to maneuver. So for today, are we ready to close the conversation today?
Yeah, I think pretty much I think I've gotten some clarity, and I'm pretty okay to close the conversation. Thank you very much for your time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you,
And
Abhinav. It was nice talking to you.
thank you, Prabal. Thank you for your time. Thank you. Really